I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The clock is ticking for the Justice Department to release all Jeffrey Epstein-related files now that President Trump has signed the Epstein Transparency Bill. It gives the Justice Department a month to release the documents, except for those that would jeopardize any ongoing investigations. The case against James Comey may be in jeopardy. Prosecutors admit the grand jury that charged the former FBI director was not presented with a copy of the final indictment. President Trump is making the case for allowing highly skilled foreign workers into the country under the H-1B visa program.
We're not going to be successful if we don't allow people that invest billions of dollars in plant and equipment to bring a lot of their people from their country to get that plant open, operating, and working. I'm sorry.
The president argues the U.S. simply does not have qualified workers for certain positions. While securing a Ukraine peace deal has been a tough nut to crack, the Trump administration is not giving up. There are reports of a new proposal for ending the war, and now some high-ranking Trump officials have traveled to Ukraine.
The proposal would reportedly require Ukraine to make sweeping concessions, including surrendering the Donbas region and limiting the size of its military. Moscow has made these demands before, and they are seen by Kyiv as capitulation. The U.S. State Department would not comment on the reports, and the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has not directly addressed them, but in a social media post wrote of the need for an exchange of realistic ideas and concessions from both sides.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are sharply higher. The Dow futures are up 246 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 345. This is SRN News. The Philadelphia City Council says abortion is a human right.
That body has approved a resolution stating that the right to terminate a pregnancy is universal at the behest of Councilwoman Kendra Brooks. She is also pushing for the city to make a major investment in Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in the country and the recipient of millions of tax dollars. At the city council meeting where the abortion resolution was approved, members also criticized pro-life pregnancy centers. Michael Harrington reporting.
The leader of an Eastern European neo-Nazi group has pleaded guilty in New York to trying to recruit others to commit violent attacks against Jews. One plot would have involved dressing up as Santa Claus, handing out poison candy to youngsters. Federal prosecutors say they'll seek a sentence of up to 18 years for Michael Chikvili, a 22-year-old from the Republic of Georgia. He pleaded guilty before a federal judge in Brooklyn. This is SRN News. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission is advancing efforts to regulate the sale of consumable hemp products.
But it's being done as questions abound over the future of the industry because of federal restrictions on products approved by Congress last week. The Texas Commission's permanent rules introduced and officials voted to begin a public input period that concludes January 4th. A vote on adoption of the regulations will follow. Proposed rules are largely aligned with those approved in September that barred the sale of THC products to anyone younger than 21. Jason Walker reporting.
A majority of Fed policymakers expressed support late last month for further interest rate cuts, although not all committed to making the cuts at their next meeting next month. That's according to the newly released minutes of their October deliberations. More details at srnnews.com.